in varying levels of consciousness. And I think that laws are made based on someone experiencing a lack of consciousness to some degree and something poorly, a poor outcome based on that lack of consciousness. Not always, but I just think it's one way that we can, go with that concept. That's one interpretation of consciousness. But really, I think that our reality is based on whatever level of consciousness we're at currently. And I think that oftentimes I find myself being in such a distant shell of myself, and in such a distant layer of consciousness. And it's just crazy, how I keep driving and do everything I need to do, but just not remember doing it. Because, like, putting on my blinker, I'm now aware because I'm bringing it up, but, like, a lot of times that happens without realizing it, and, like, when people don't put on your blinker and you're into the blinker phase of your life, then you're like, oh my gosh, why aren't you putting on your blinker? But it's like, okay, they maybe are just experiencing a different, they're at a different phase of their life, and they are, or not even just phase, but maybe they're just experiencing something else at the time. Like, they're in a different, they have different priorities at the time, priorities being just things that they're thinking of. Their thoughts are going elsewhere, so they're not thinking of that, and their muscle memory for that motion is still not fully, the layer of consciousness they're up, it just does not assist in that process, but it's just the different layers of consciousness, and so many different layers depending on so many different things. And how you can be doing the same exact thing, but experiencing so many variable things. It's crazy. Just seeing different things fully based on your level of consciousness right now. Like, where you're at right now. So crazy.
Okay, so back to the different layers of consciousness. I feel like I can read a book, I can read something at one point in my life and read it again at a different point. And just because I'm in a different place, I get something totally different from it. Same with watching movies, with watching things that I've watched before, watching them again. The same thing seen in a different level of consciousness is totally different. It's like your consciousness creates your current state. But then that leads me to a question. Do we remember everything? Do we remember everything? Like, if we were to be prompted in the right way, could we remember everything that we've been told or experienced, heard, seen, done? Like, can we remember all of those things if we just get led in the right way? Do you remember? Well, can we go back to times that we remember and then try and create a bigger picture from that? Whenever I came to Stony Point High School, I was excited, and I remember loving every second of freshman year. I know there was a lot of, I definitely was really just wanting to do my absolute best in every class. I wanted to get 100 in every class. But even though I had that that stress, socially, I was just in such a good place. I just remember feeling so connected and such a part of the school, and I just really enjoyed it. There's things that I didn't stick with, like track, and there's things I stuck with, cheerleading. But I remember hearing it commonly referred to as stoner's joint. And I was always confused with that thought because it didn't sit well with me. I didn't like it because I didn't feel that there was anything. Well, first of all, I didn't think that there should be people who are, you know, I don't want people to be defined by the way that what they do. I don't think that we're defined by what we do. I don't think we are maybe it defines us to an extent of where we're at in that moment. But you know what I think is that our spirit is so much more than any of those things. Our spirit is the deepest center of ourselves. And then we have all these shells around that deep center. And those shells are more externally influenced. They have a lot more, their instability is greater the further away they are from our center. And there's a lot of instability when we are far out in those outer shells, you know, and they're shells like imagining the planets around the sun. So there's a lot of space in between the center and the outer shells. There's a lot of space. But when you zoom out really far, you can see all of the shells. And suddenly they don't look that far away from the center. And you can see more of the perspective of your spirit as it rises out of you, your body, your physical form here right now. And as it looks down and into your spirit, your soul that's in that body. But that's getting a little off gear here. Off gear, out of gear, shifting gears. Literally, we're shifting the gears here. Okay, where was I getting at? So I didn't like the fact that it was called stoner's joint often. I didn't like that it was referred to as that. And then I just started to, I guess as I continued to get older, I continued to be more concerned with what people thought. And I know that sounds like a common thing that people say, but it really just means so much more to me right now. I just really recall wanting to be like the people that I admired in my life and trying to mimic them and realizing that I was still unhappy when I did that because I didn't feel like myself. I felt like I had to follow a script. And because I was trying to follow a script, I found myself constantly feeling like I'm not, you know, fitting the mold. And that's exactly right. I wasn't fitting the mold because none of us are meant to fit a mold. We are able to try on different clothes and different personalities and different actions and different things. We're allowed to experience life, but just because we try other people's things, you know, just because we try out, just because we're able to listen to those other ideas doesn't mean that we can't align with them. But if we speak from the heart and we come from a place of truth, then we can see that we can share beliefs and we can give people credit where they've influenced us. And that in no way undermines your own value and your ability. I mean, we gain different things from different people at different times in our lives. And so something that you gained from someone at the same day and time, maybe they didn't gain that from that same person at the same time. And maybe it took long, you know, every circumstance is up open to perspective. So one, that's why so many people have so many different views regarding the president. You know, it's hard to make everyone, we can't change the way people think, and we can underline under certain bigger scale terms. But when it comes down to it, everyone has, you know, maybe they're like, oh, well, I agree a little bit with this, but here's my biggest concern. And no one's even said that. And, you know, this is how I would approach this. You know, everyone is going to have a different way of doing things. And that's the beauty of life, is that we can look back, we can zoom out and see the bigger picture. We can see that that shelled that shelled center that we see of us, we can then zoom out so much more, and then we continue to see that replicated continuously. And then we see all the threads, and they're connecting all of, so we have all of these slow moving shells of all of the people in the universe that are all floating pretty tightly in space. And then you see all of these microscopic threaded, spider web threads, very thin threads that connect all of us at some point of intersection on one or multiple layers or shells of ourselves. You can see all of the connections. Some are more, some are less, depending on the amount of, I don't know, but let's not get into that. staying on topic though, you see these greater connections, you see all the connections between all of us. So we have all of these very unique thoughts regarding very broad scale things, but then you look at the bigger picture and you can see all of the connections, every part, we're all the same. You see that we have all those differences, except yet we're all the same. It sounds like it's a dichotomy here, and maybe it is. But it's interesting that you hear growing up that you are different, and that's a beautiful thing, that you're unique and that's lovely. But then I think people take their perspective of life is different depending on who they are, based on so many different things. You can't just say nature versus nurture. It's so much deeper than that. I think it's not only our nature, because we are created very, like, there is no other, the closest we could be would be, twins. And even that, there's differences, So just to think that with so much physical similarity that twins can be so dramatically different in so many other ways, and even physically, to realize that is a show of how different we really are, that the timing of everything and how we were born at the same time, except we have these interesting differences, that are so different. Wow. How many times can I say different? Jeez. I'm now reading this thing that says listeners tend to prefer short form audio. Consider making your episodes set out of shorter segments. So that's an interesting perspective, but I'm not really done with this thought yet. And I really appreciate that insight though, but I don't necessarily, well, I do want to make it easier to hear. So that's actually a good point. So I guess to just finish this thought, we are all so unique and also so very connected. And so when we do not understand something, or we are frustrated with something, or don't have a good feeling towards something, if we're able to zoom out, which sometimes we can't, but if we can, I think it's a very powerful thing to just be able to zoom out. And if we can do that, we see our perspective softens us. And then suddenly we see the truth behind everyone, the truth behind everything. Just the greater picture is so much more apparent to me as I'm able to do that. And it's hard to zoom out. And so I get so inflamed in one specific area. And I see that as the whole picture. But then I zoom out and I lift up and see the bigger picture. I feel like voice recordings are just the easiest way for me to jot my thoughts down. Honestly, like, to just document my thoughts, because I find myself getting frustrated with typing. My mom was always a really good typer, and I think she's really good at writing because of that. But for me, writing is a lot of work. And I love writing at times, but I feel like sometimes I'm just moving too fast with my thoughts, and I just need to say them and then move on. And so hopefully this will be a different way of approaching my thoughts, honestly. So I don't have a podcast platform as far as I'm going to talk about this, or I'm going to talk, it's just my thoughts at the time. So I don't have any other reason for doing this other than that. Just kind of document my thoughts and hopefully find people who aren't necessarily like-minded, but who can, you know, just provide me with, like, interesting insight or just, like, thoughts regarding my thoughts, you know. Someone who can just kind of compel me with a difference of perspective or just, I don't know. But I think it's interesting just, like, the greater awareness that dogs have in general. Like, I just feel like Maisie, she's my probably 5-pound Yorkie, Maltese, Yorkie mix. She has the white color of the Maltese, but her hair maybe at one point could probably get, honestly, pretty long, like, to the point where I always cut it, so I really don't know. I guess that's, we're gonna do that. We're gonna do an experiment, because when I first got her, she actually had really long hair, and I, like, got rid of it and cut it all off, but really, I think it's interesting to see, so we'll go ahead and see how long it can get. Maybe she could get, like, full Maltese looking, you know. But she also has the cute little face and little body of the Yorkies. Like, the eyes and stuff. The just, like, the very round, beady, like, heartwarming eyes. She has that, too. So, I just feel like she's in such tune with, like, the subtle energetics of the world. Like, she can feel and sense things so much more than I feel like I can a lot of the time. Like, her consciousness or her layer of, you know, just her perspective. She has such a different understanding of energetics than I do. And so it's interesting because I'm walking outside. I'm in College Station, Texas, and I'm walking outside on my street. And it's just like, I don't know, it's dark and I'm typically, like, afraid of darkness. And when I have her, even though she's so little, you know, I still just feel so, like, I feel so comforted, honestly. Like, she just brings me a lot of support and peace, and I view things differently from just, like, a very, like, open perspective and just, like, loving, understanding heart. So I just see things differently. I'm not, like, looking for figures out of nothing, you know. I'm not creating forms of people with knives as I'm looking at things, you know. I'm just, like, seeing, like, life through my glasses in the dark. But it's just interesting that she's able to give me that, because I guess it's just that I trust that she will sense danger. And so I don't know. And I know that that could be wrong, you know, a wrong sense, honestly, but I don't know. For right now, I really do. And not saying that she can protect me from all evil, but I just feel as if she has a really good understanding of energies that I can't quite grasp like she does. So I enjoy her perspective, and that's why we have groups. That's why we form groups, because we have, there's different interesting perceptions that we can have, you know, we offer to a greater good. Not consumerism, communism. But then, I don't know, how do we draw the line between communism and capitalism? I mean, where is the difference, you know? I mean, because we want to have each individual creating and bringing to the table what they can, you know, their own, you know, individual, unique perspective. But at the same time, we do want to have this greater good. And when do we stray from that? How do we all do our own thing, but also stay united? It's interesting. Just think about, honestly, my stomach kind of hurts. I had a lot of almond butter today, and I think that that definitely, I've read that that can stop you up having just, like, a lot of nuts, just the higher amount of fat, I think, at one time compared to what I'm used to. Definitely just makes me feel a little bit more weighted. And honestly, I used to think it was kind of silly to be so in tune with that, but really it's nice to just make note of that. Like, hey, when you have a lot of almond butter, you don't feel as good. You don't feel as, like, you can't feel the energy as much, you know. I feel less connection to my spinal energetic flow right now because I just feel a bit of, like, tension in my stomach. And last night when I was doing yoga, I felt the undulating inflammation in my stomach and in my heart and chest and thoracic spine, where I heard it crack the other night when I was doing something I shouldn't have in yoga. So that's just a really a good sign of just humbling me down and just realizing, like, it's not about what you say it all the time. It's not about the shape. It's about the sensation. And I was doing something with a restriction of breath. Like, it's just not, I shouldn't have done that, you know? And I think I'm going to experience that a lot because I, by nature, enjoy challenges, like physical challenges, or it just challenges that I, you know, I think to an extent we all want that. We all like our own challenges, but maybe to a different degree, I don't know. So of course I'm going to experience things, maybe physical injuries based on just the fact that I can be reckless sometimes, you know? That's an interesting thought. Like, are people who experience more physical injuries, are they more reckless? Like, do they make decisions more, I don't know. How do you determine that? How would you measure the recklessness and the association with physical trauma? Honestly, that's interesting though, because physical trauma can exercise is considered physical trauma depending on your perspective. So it's just interesting to realize that, yeah, pretty thirsty as well. I just really am excited to talk to the principal at Stony Point High School. I'm not even sure who it is right now, but that's where I went to the high school. And I just realized that as I was, you know, for a second considering being a gypsy, I realized, I was like, okay, I'm going to be a gypsy. I need only what I need, well, you know, what I can fit in my car, and I'm getting rid of everything else. And I'm going to just straight up live out of my car and, you know, let the wind take me. And then I got rid of a lot of stuff and I was like, wait, why did I get rid of all this? Why am I trying to hide this part of my life? Why am I embarrassed about this? I'm not. Wait, that was my life. You know, that was where I felt like I, right now, currently, where I really feel called to focus on that part of my life. And I just really want to give back to the school that I don't know. I just feel very inclined to give back. And now I understand why they have programs and associations for that. Like, I want to give back to something. And this is what I want to focus on right now, is giving back to that school that I went to, you know. And I want to explain and share my story and just how that impacted me. I want to let everyone know, like, the true heart of Stony Point, you know, regardless of what perspectives people have or how many things go wrong. Like, I want that perspective to be known, just like to share, like, the goodness that I feel around that part of my life, and just that I want to keep giving back to it. And I don't know exactly where that'll go, and I don't know how it'll be received, but the point is I have to try, you know, because I'm just so drawn to this idea of teaching at that school. And teaching is, everyone is a teacher. Everyone is a teacher and everyone is a student. We're all one and the same. But I want to teach there. I don't know if I want it to just be yoga, but maybe just like the energetics of the body, like subtle energetics. Can I bring that to just one school? I don't know all the regulations, but I'm certainly determined to do so, to teach energetics to these students, like, so that they are more aware. And hopefully with that, that'll just create a greater understanding of our connection to one another. Like, that can spread into such a powerful thing, like to reduce bullying and to reduce, like, discrimination, you know, and to just allow others to be who they are without judgment. And it's hard because judgment is something that we do when we're in a different perspective, you know, we're just where we are with our perspective shapes that, you know. But what we can do is have a reverence for each other. So even if we don't agree with our perspectives, our varying perspectives, we can respect the humans on this earth. Whether we respect their opinions or their philosophies is different, but we can respect the physical body, you know, that spirit is in. We can respect the spirit. So I just really want to do that. That's what I don't know. I want to learn there. I want to grow there. That is where I want to go. And I will do what I can to make it happen. But if nothing else, I just, homecoming now means something different. It means so much more. And I want to go home for homecoming. And I want to be there, be a part of that, and just create that unity with people that we grew up with. Perspectives are so different all the time. And I think it's just valuable to keep those connections alive in whatever capacity that is, to share that camaraderie and to create an understanding of the bigger picture. And I think that is how we get united, is by realizing we are all one and the same when we zoom out far enough.